This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the Window Nation guest hotline, head coach of the 20th ranked University of Maryland Terps, Kevin Willard. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us as always on The Fan. How you feeling?
Feeling good, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. And before we get to the offensive onslaught that you guys put on Iowa, well, they were kind of doing it to you in the first half. They put 51 on the board. They had a couple of guys down, but they couldn't miss. Halftime, the adjustments defensively, what did you guys make to slow them down a little bit there? Or a lot, actually.
I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, we knew we wanted to press them in the second half. We came out a little sluggish. We were a little bit tired coming out. And I just think, you know, we went in halftime, saw how they were making threes. They had three of their threes were kind of just simple defensive breakdowns. And we just kind of, you know, we came out of halftime. We picked up our pressure a little bit. Mixed in a little zone to try to get them out of rhythm, and I thought the guys did a good job of just picking up the pressure.
Now, you talk about fatigue before we get back to the game and look ahead, obviously, to USC. You've done the Thursday-Sunday thing a lot this year. Is that something that can be kind of taxing? I mean, you're not the only team that does it. I think Michigan was doing it as well, but is that something that's like, it kind of throws you off kilter a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing about it is we've been on the road on the Thursdays. And so the travel and getting back late and then playing early on Sunday, it kind of wears you down a little bit. But I think our guys have done a really good job of kind of taking the scout report on a short preparation and really kind of digging in on the Sunday games. I just think it's this time of year, Nebraska was a late game. We didn't get home till, I didn't think we got home Friday till about 5. We didn't get back to campus till about 5 a.m. I just thought we came out a little sluggish, and then the guys picked it up. I've been really impressed with how much they've really kind of just dug in the second part of this season.
Coach, all five starters, 15 or more points, first time in 25 years. That's happened going back to Gary Land's days for the Turtles. He did get six off the bench from Jordan Geronimo. So the scoring allocation, when you put up 101, I don't think you're complaining about anything. But how much more balanced does it get by all five starters, 15 or more? And two of your dudes had double-doubles on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the good thing, too, is like, you know, Jacoby Gillespie had seven assists. Selton Miguel had five assists. So I know those guys are scoring the ball at a high clip, but they're also sharing the basketball really nice. So, you know, we're playing those guys upwards to about 32, 33 minutes a game. They're going to get most of the shots. And our bench has been really good from the standpoint of bringing great defensive energy, just picking us up other ways besides scoring. So, when you score 101, you really don't care who scores.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Terps taking on USC coming up Thursday night, 8:30. You can hear the game on this here radio station. And we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, Kevin, about the palms and the rankings and the this, that, and the other thing. Lunardi, for instance, Joe Lunardi, ESPN, latest bracketology came out. You're number five seed at this point in time. Talk about the evolution of the team where, say, maybe a month or so ago, some of these bracketologist types had you either on the bubble or maybe playing in Dayton on a Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, we talk about it as a team, you know, in the film session. We go through all the numbers every day and just letting everyone know where we are and who we got coming up, you know, what quad one games we have, what quad two games we have. And I think these guys have really embraced and understood, you know, where we are at this time of year. And I think, you know, we're trending in a great direction. I think we're playing really good basketball. I think we've won 7 out of 8. So, the numbers matter, and I think the guys understand that and really have taken it to heart.
Hey, Kevin, you talked about Thursday, Sunday games. Now, this time of the year, is it mostly rest, recovery? Do you get much practice and development time in now?
No, I mean, right now it's just rest and recovery. I think, you know, we put a couple new underneath out-of-bounds plays in, but kind of really right now with the guys playing the amount of minutes they're playing, it's just keeping them healthy, keeping them, you know, the flu's been going around, you know, it's been going through us. You know, Tafar Kapari got sick and missed 8 days. So just keeping guys healthy, keeping, you know, just trying to keep the rhythm that we have.
All right, Kevin, USC Thursday night home game where you're 15-1, one of the best home records in the United States of America. Eric Musselman, hell of a coach. Got a lot of dudes, though. They're a little small, it seems, lineup-wise. I know Terrence Williams, a Michigan guy from the area, Clinton, Maryland, have a lot of players that can play. They're kind of slumping a little bit. They've lost 3 of 4. Where will they pose problems? They have some dudes they can hit from beyond the arc as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you look at, you know, Desmond Claude's one of the best players in this conference. I mean, he's averaging 18 points a game, and they have a freshman. I mean, I think I have the best freshman in the country, but Wesley Yates is a young guard that is just playing at doing things in this conference as a guard that you shouldn't be able to do. So defensively, they defend the three extremely well. They're long, you know, Must plays that positionless basketball, you know, 1 through 5, they switch. So we're going to have to defend the three, and we're going to have to get out and transition.
Now, Kevin, your depth, I mean, you played basically 8 people, well, predominantly 5. I mean, what'd they have, 95 points, 95 of the 100-whatever points. You know, do you feel like you're ever going to have depth issues, maybe if you get foul trouble possibly?
No, I mean, we've played our bench, and I have a lot of confidence in our bench. You know, the weird thing about this time of year, and most people just don't understand it, it's really hard to sub in the second half. TV timeouts are up to 3 minutes. You get the extra timeout. You always have a ref reviewing, a goaltending, a timing issue. So when you sub your starters out in the second half, if you're not careful, they can sit too long. And that's kind of where we've kind of settled in with our rotation is, you know, just getting guys out for a quick minute break because they get a 3 minute break on the TV timeout. And so just keeping them in rhythm, I think, is more important than rest nowadays.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You'll see Michigan State next week, but Tom Izzo passed Bob Knight, all-time leading win in the Big Ten. Of course, you've been in the league for 3 years now, but obviously you're a basketball lifer. You know who Coach Izzo is. How about this accomplishment, replacing a legend in Judd Heathcote himself, and then, I don't want to say taking it to another level, but, you know, passing a guy that no one thought was passable in Coach Knight there.
I just think it's remarkable to have the longevity that Coach Izzo has had. If you look at and you go back and just the consistency that Michigan State's had over the last 20 years is something that's it's just remarkable. Not only is he a great coach, but he's a great man. He's a good person. He treats his players the way they need to be treated. And I just think he's been one of the main reasons why the Big Ten is so good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.